producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Let us walk. Yeah, maybe we ought to walk briskly into this next hour of conversation that goes on and on. The Doug Steffen program available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Tune in radio. I have my own channel there, right, Richie?
Yes, you do.
Isn't there one somewhere else? Do we have one on Stitcher?
Pandora.
We ought to
talk stream live.
CRN Digital Talk. Oh, there it is. Yes. GCN and Radio America and DougSteffen.com. So we're here to discuss the issues of the day. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. You're here. I'm here. Let's hear it for all of us who are here. To hear. We're H-E-R-E to H-E-A-R. The big deal for me today, this week.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Yes, you are. You're a big deal. This is a big deal as well.
Yep.
How we make our choices. This is one of the things that you hear discussed on this program and nowhere else. And you hear it discussed a lot because it is important, in my opinion, and most of yours as well. If I were to do a survey right now over, and I'd give you four choices to pick one that would be a reason for you being upset around the realities of our lives. If food choice were in that top four, I could give you any other religious freedom and a bunch of different things. Food choice would come out on top. More people are concerned about what they have or do not have in terms of food choice than anything else. It's the issue that overturns governments. When people start hearing they can't have this, we were talking earlier about having the right to send your children off to school. We don't even think about it. We send your children off to play. Some laws in some jurisdictions suggest that you don't have the right to do that.
Free-range parenting.
Yeah. So now this is free-range eating. In a moment, we're going to bring somebody on board from the National Farmers Union who will discuss with you the repeal of the COOL legislation. Congressional negotiators are crafting a spending plan. They've agreed to a provision that would repeal country of origin labeling. This is a requirement for meat to be labeled so you'd know where it was coming from. And this is part of the budget deal, by the way, that is being discussed this week. The omnibus spending bill. The Democrats and the Republicans say the language rolling back the labeling, known by the acronym COOL, isn't final, but it has to be in this must-pass spending bill. So what this does is keep the United States from having to pay $1 billion in increased tariffs, but it keeps you from knowing where the food is coming from.
Right.
What kind of a crazy, mixed-up, stupid world is it? Because they don't want you to know where the beef comes from because
most
you won't buy it.
People will still buy the same stuff, but just being able to know, the people that want to know should be able to know. It's so ridiculous.
Well, there's not only that, but there's another part of this bill that leaves farmers worried and ought to leave you worried as well. The Clean Water Rule. This $1.1 trillion spending package that's moving through Congress now lacks the riders that would block the EPA's Clean Water Rule. So farmers will be confronted, if this thing passes, they'll be confronted by some goon squad from the EPA, some wet-behind-the-ears little noodle who shows up on his farm and sees a puddle in the driveway and says to the farmer, that's a waterway, we will regulate that, you must immediately take action to fill that in or we will fine you $10,000. That kind of stuff. That's the kind of idiocy that we're living in and around in our country today because you and I have let this country get out of control. Completely out of control. And that will put more farmers, that kind of stuff, and the distractions from being able to raise good quality food, and at least you know where it's coming from, If you go to the local farm and get it, you're not going to know if you go to the grocery store where it comes from, because the government just saw to it that you will never know where the food comes from that comes from outside of this country. Never, ever will you know. So in a moment, I'm going to bring Chandler Gould in here from the National Farmers Union to explain more about the World Trade Organization, country of origin labeling, and the way farmers and you as a consumer are getting shafted. That's up next here on Good Day.
The new serfs. That doesn't sound as warm and fuzzy as the sharing economy used to describe the Uberization of America, does it? But that's what critics say workers are becoming, thanks to a business model that's redefining what it means to be employed these days. Think about it. If you drive for an app-based ride-hailing service like Uber or Lyft, or maybe fix leaky faucets by signing on with TaskRabbit, say, to connect with buyers with long to-do lists, odds are that app-enabled gig doesn't include benefits like Social Security, healthcare, and workman's comp. In a decision that could ultimately hit the bottom lines of many companies, a U.S. district judge in San Francisco recently granted class action status to a lawsuit by Uber drivers that, among other things, challenges their status as, quote, independent contractors rather than employees. Responding to that decision, Gary Bufo, president of the nonprofit National Limousine Association, said all providers of ground transportation should be held to the same standards. That includes drivers' benefits, too.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card can make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Vera Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Scottsdale, Arizona, January 23rd through the 31st, 2016. Celebrating 45 years, hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will cross the auction block. Be part of the nine-day lifestyle event and energy that is Vera Jackson. Coming soon to West World of Scottsdale. Tickets are available at BaraJackson.com. That's BaraJackson.com. We'll see you there.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-year clearance sale. Get massive savings up to 70% on over 400 top-quarty floors, including 3/4-inch solid pre-finished oak for $1.99, and more hardwood deals from an incredible 89 cents. Plus, get the lowest price of the year on wood look tile, now just 79 cents. Get North American and European laminates from 39 cents, and save an extra 10% on clearance and closeouts. Get to your store for more deals, and pay no interest until 2018. End-of-year clearance sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's our most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
15 past the hour on Good Day. We're going to spend some time now with Chandler Gould, who is the Senior Vice President of Programs at the National Farmers Union. And full disclosure, I'm a member of the National Farmers Union as a dairyman, as a cowman, as a farmer. Been around cows all my life. So in addition to being a broadcaster, I have credibility here when it comes to knowledge about what's going on legislatively, what's going on the farm. And this country of origin repeal is bad news. There are a couple of different things here, Chandler. Thanks for joining us. Let's first talk about COOL, and then we'll talk about the EPA water rule. The COOL legislation looks like it's going down, well, it depends on your side, I guess, down in flames as far as the locavore eaters, the people who want to have good fresh food know where it comes from, and the farmers who produce it, we're getting screwed, right, basically?
I think that's an understatement. That's an understatement of what's happening. Anyone who cares about where their food is coming from, anyone who wants to know more information about their food, anyone who wants to be an informed consumer when making decisions about what they put on their dinner plate, is now going to be losing a vital piece of information, thanks to the World Trade Organization and to the U.S. House of Representatives in the United States. States Senate. By this time next week, you will not know where your meat comes from in this country.
All right, so this is a full repeal, because Stabenow, who is the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee, tried to water down to replace the mandatory labels with something that would be sort of a volunteer thing, but the Mexicans and Canadians didn't like it. They went to the World Trade Organization, and the World Trade Organization says, nothing doing.
Correct. I mean, so I do want to give Senator Hovind and Ranking Member Debbie Stabenow some credit for trying to put together a voluntary label. But what was most important about that bill, Doug, was that anyone who came in or any company that came in and wanted to label their meat product as product of the USA, had the Stabenow bill passed, then that label would require that the animal be born, raised, and harvested in the United States, which is what the current mandatory country of origin labeling rules mandate. Mm. But unfortunately, Canada and Mexico said no. It got blocked in the Senate. The chairman of the House Ag Committee, Mike Conaway from Texas, was adamantly against it. The chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, Pat Roberts, was adamantly against it.
Against it for one reason.
They're against it because they support the multinational meat packers and the large
because they
companies.
Are. If you look at who their campaign contributions are coming from, it won't take too long to figure out why their allegiance isn't to America. These people are traitors. Their allegiance is not to our country; it's to their pocketbook.
Yeah, and if you look and think about, let's take this to also another level. Talking about cool, let's talk about Smithfield, that's owned by the Chinese. Let's talk about JBS, yeah. Who's also in the news this
Smithfield
week.
Smithfield is a big pork producer. For those who don't know,
Smithfield, right? Yeah. The largest pork producer. JBS, the largest beef packer, which is owned by a Brazilian company, mm-hmm. and was also in the news this week because evidently they've been doing something. Illegal or wrong with their taxes down in Brazil, so their stock is dropping. But here you've got the largest pork company and the largest beef company also contributing dollars to our elected officials to remove labels so our consumers do not know where the food comes from.
So what are they afraid of? What are the Canadians, the Mexicans, the Brazilians afraid of? Are they growing? When we go to the store now, should we just stop buying meat because we're going to be worried about where it comes from or whether it's crap or whether it's infected or whether it's got listeria. This is, you know, these people are not that bright because the American public is going to start looking for another way to get protein.
You're exactly right, Doug. And I do want to be clear on, you know, food safety is an issue with many of the countries, but clearly not Canada. But and you're exactly right. Mm. Why are they concerned? If you've got a good product out there,
yep.
and the consumer comes and looks at the label and says, you know what, Canadian bacon. I've been eating that most of my life. I put it on my pizzas all the time.
Yeah.
I know where it came from. I know, and I still purchase it.
Yep.
But you know, there are those of us as well. Especially when it comes to fish, which is not involved in this. But I spent some time in Vietnam in a previous job, and I'm telling you, you will never catch anything that comes from Vietnam from the ocean in my house after the way I saw it was raised.
No.
And so by having that country of origin labeling, I'll sit there and pay an extra dollar or two per pound for tuna to make sure that it came from U.S. water.
Exactly. So, Richie, you're a big beef eater. You're going to keep buying beef not knowing where it comes from?
Well, I hope.
Hesitation.
No, it's definitely frustrating. When I buy fish, I definitely see where it comes from, and it makes a big difference.
Yep.
And it's not so easy with beef. It's hard.
So what are you going to do?
I definitely do not buy the pre-wrapped, like the shrunk wrap from the factory stuff. I always buy the stuff that's cut in the store. But that doesn't guarantee.
I don't know where that's going to come from anymore.
I have no idea where it's coming from.
So you didn't answer my question. You're going to keep buying beef or not?
Yeah, I'll keep buying beef. I'll just try and find it somewhere where
Jennifer, what about you?
Where's coming from?
Well, Doug, my family, we raised beef. If I completely boycotted it, my family would hang me up. In Texas, we still hang people where I'm from. So like Rich just said, though,
you can buy
I will
beef
be much more
farm.
Careful.
Yeah, you can buy. You can go to the farm and buy it.
Well, I can go get my own.
Yeah. I'll buy a side of beef from a local farmer.
All right, stand by. We're going to talk about the other rule, the clean water rule, and how that's going to affect you and your life. 21 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I are talking with Chandler Gould, who is from the National Farmers Union. He is in charge of their national programs, the things that are being done, in relationships, if you will, with the government. And in effect, he's a lobbyist. And so he knows what's going on. He's there to lobby for the betterment of the American family farmer, because that's the group that National Farmers Union represents, as opposed to some of the other big farm organizations like the American Farm Bureau that stands in the way of many of the gains that small family farmers need in favor of the big corporate agricultural businesses. Not so with the National Farmers Union. So now we've gone from the cool, which is not cool, legislation, which is going to basically change the way you eat meat, and it'll kill a lot of the meat business in America, because, and that's the idea. That's what these people in these countries, they convinced the World Trade Organization be fair, quote-unquote, and then they get these, come to the circumstance, the reality in America that we want to, we prefer our own products. And they went to the World Trade Organization and said, nah, you can't do that, because then they won't buy our stuff, and we want to buy our stuff. So if you don't buy our stuff, then we're going to charge you $700 billion in trade tariffs.
So, Doug, can I make one more comment on the World Trade Organization? You know, this is just another example. We've got a third-party international organization, and the first panel that heard the country of origin labeling case between U.S., Canada, and Mexico was a panel that was from the EU, Pakistan, and Switzerland. The EU has more stringent labeling laws than the United States, and all three of them ruled in favor of Canada and Mexico. And if you think back to the 70s when the World Trade Organization was put together, it was to help developing countries to make sure that they didn't get squashed by industrialized or developed countries such as the U.S. and Canada. And what the WTO has turned into is basically a big baseball bat to go around and beating up, you know, farmers and ranchers in places like the United States, so that we, our products cost more to produce, so we're having to scale back or allow more imports from these countries that use cheaper labor, cheaper health care, lower environmental standards. I mean, it's actually done the exact opposite of why the organization was put together.
So here's the double whammy. Now along comes the Environmental Protection Agency, run by a bunch of kooks with water still coming out of their ears, never mind behind their ears. They have determined that this is the so-called clean water rule, that if a farmer has a puddle in his yard, that's a waterway, and they have jurisdiction over it, and they can come onto your farm, and they can tell you to fill that hole in and maybe test the water first, and then if you do a good job, they won't fine you.
You sound to me as a listener that you're exaggerating when you say puddle. What is exactly the definition of the waterway?
Chandler, how off am I?
Well, he's not too off at all, actually. I've had several discussions about some of the times when we went down to the EPA while they were working on the clean water rule, and I used my own property in Texas, and I said, and of course in Texas we call them stock tanks, but evidently I've learned up here around Washington, D.C., and further north they're called tanks or ponds.
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, we just went out with a backhoe and dug a hole in the ground because we had a clay bottom, and then the rain filled it up, and that's what our cattle drank from. And the EPA had a hard time. They kept asking us, so did you dam up a creek? And I said, no. And they said, well, did you dam up a stream? And I said, no, we just went in the middle of our coastal pasture and dug a hole, and there's a pond out there. And so there was a lot of issues around making sure we got these definitions correct of, you know, what is a pond, what is a stream, what is a creek, what is a ditch? That's another whole conversation. And so NFU worked very hard to try to clarify.
Definition of a ditch. The government wants to define what a ditch is.
Yeah. And whether or not that makes it part of the clean water rule.
So, since I'm the outsider, help me understand here. Do they have a problem with your pond, or are they just trying to protect streams?
They don't have a problem with my pond after I very carefully described to them how we dug it in the middle of the field and that it was not
connected to anything.
Right, it was not connected to anything. And then the other concern that we had, and so then the other big debate that you heard from the other farm organization, the Farm Bureau, was about ditches. And we feel the EPA was fairly clear that a ditch was defined as something that had water running in it 24/7, 365. Then that water in that ditch would or possibly could become in need of a permit under the Clean Water Rule. So there was so much back and forth and rhetoric from farm organizations on both sides.
Do you need to get a permit for your pond?
I do not need a permit for my pond.
I had, I dug a pond on one of my farms about 10 years ago. It was a low spot, and I know it got fed from various sources, underground sources, little streams and that sort of thing. And I dug it, and one of the cows fell in and drowned, so I filled it in again because I made it too big.
Right.
But, you know, nobody, because of where it was, nobody knew I dug the hole, and I'd do it again today if I thought it was going to provide water. But if it was out in the open, these guys would shut me down.
Final question so that I can understand it. What they are ultimately trying to protect is streams, waterways that are connected, correct?
That's correct. And, you know, basically, they're also looking at severe runoff into our major rivers coming in from farmland, especially that's heading out into the dead zone in the Gulf.
All
right, Chandler, thanks for the input and the update. Chandler Gould from the National Farmers Union here on Good Day at Half Past the Hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Doug Steffen's good day right now. Rich and Jennifer with you. And that thing flying across the room is Doug. He's out there screaming at the cows because he's still ranting and raving about the government and farms. And
he goes out
and tells the cows that he loves them, and he picks up a mud pie and he throws it across the
34,
room.
Actually.
I can't get him.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the fast track to a positive attitude.
Yes.
We cannot choose how many years we will live, but we can choose how much life those years will have. We can't control the beauty of our face, but we can control the expressions on our face. We cannot control life's difficult moments, but we can choose to make life less difficult. It's a hard lesson.
Yes, it is.
We can't control the negative atmosphere of the world, but we can control the atmosphere in our minds. Richie just talking about how I get so wrinkled about these things that are incursions into our food supply and into the life of the family farmer. It's hard for me to stay positive when I get into the reality of what's going on to our country and to our... It just, everybody has to individually take a stand and take care of yourself.
Yep.
And the family. And, yep. You know, if you do that, then there's a collective. And that's how I believe the Trump movement and some of these other things that are reality-based have taken hold. Even if you don't like Trump, you got to acknowledge that there are a lot of people with excellent reasons for not liking what's going on. Not many people I know like what's going on. Even the people who have supported the status that we now find ourselves in. It's not a positive place to be.
I'm fascinated. I was watching the debate the other night, and the guy that lives across the street from me, gay guy, and all of his friends were at the gym watching the debates.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, he's like white, black, Spanish, whatever it is. All for Trump and Cruz. They want to see Trump and a Cruz ticket.
Mm-hmm.
This guy has voted for and has Obama stickers all over his car. And I'm just like, why aren't you in for Bernie? And he's like, I got my gay marriage. I'm tired of him taking my money.
Wow.
And I'm
pretty
just like, what
doing? I'm taking your money.
By it.
That's it. Take your money. Spend it the way they want. No. Look at the tax rates and how much taxes. In this bill that's been passed, the $1.1 trillion spending bill, a couple of hundred billion is borrowed. This is Paul Ryan's crafting as well as he could get Democratic approval, but there are a lot of things in there, spending more money for things that we have no business being involved in.
But take a step back, though, and think about that. I've got my gay marriage, he says.
Yeah.
What else?
Now I don't have my money. Now, the whole gay community is like, all right, we're done with, you know, needing the Democrats for this. They, let me tell you something.
The older you get, the more you want to keep your money.
The single gay couples and community, they make good money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're very smart.
And they want to protect their money.
They do. They're very
good. Trump's not going to threaten gay marriage. Trump is a safe candidate.
And now that they've got their single issue passed, It throws a quagmire into all of what you thought you were going to get from the liberal base.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, in terms of thinking and motivation, make sure you keep your mind open and clean and clear. It is your mental workshop. You can build anything you want in your mind. Visualization, visualization, visualization. Jennifer, visualize what you want in your mind. See it, feel it, taste it, believe it, and have that in your mind as you go to bed every night and when you wake up in the morning, and you will find things beginning to build the way that you want them to. I have found this to be the case. I'm impatient with the process because I want it all to happen now, and you can't do that. You have to prioritize things and then visualize so that you can actualize the successes and the things that you need. It's a transformation for a lot of people in thinking, but it's it's very positive outcome. At least I find that to be the case. Excuse me. So, speaking of positive outcomes, there are a lot of people who think having cheap oil, low prices on oil, is bad. That doesn't include you and me or anybody else who seems to have some common sense. Oil is steady at an 11-year low. The oversupply, strengthening of the dollar. You know, the people in power will take credit for it. It's not really fair for them to do that, but they can try it, and you know, you'll see through that, because you know the reason the dollar has strengthened is because we have so much need now. There's demand pent up for most consumer goods, whether it's durable household goods, furniture, cars, you name it. People have let everything go down. Can't need a new furnace in your house. Couldn't do that before. Now you're doing it. You can afford it because the cost of the gas or the oil that you use to heat your house is down to a point where you can actually afford to buy a new furnace. And you'll save money that way because the new furnaces are much more efficient. But how many people are thinking about it in that practical, you know, the oil companies don't like it because they aren't able to make as much profit. Even though I see, this is really telling, the price, cheapest price I've seen around here for gas is about $1.93. What do you see, Richie, where you are?
I just paid $1.65 or something the other day.
Wow. You're so lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And your price is about $2.65, Jen,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
Mm.
And the diesel price a little higher. Meredith just, but you'll get a kick out of this. Meredith just got a new Range Rover. It has a diesel engine in it.
Hmm.
And I drove it, she drove it, and it is a bullet. And it's no more noise. It's not noisy. It's those things are quiet as could be.
Yeah, they've got to figure it out now.
They've got to figure it out. Absolutely. They're putting them in Jaguars.
Yeah.
It's a Jaguar. Well, Jaguar and Rolls and Range Rover are the same company now. So pretty much everything in the powertrain is the same for both vehicles. But this thing is quiet as could be. And they have, you've said it, they have figured it out. So that now you get the if I'm my Range Rover, I'm lucky to get 300 miles out of a tank of gas. The diesel, 600, same size tank.
Yeah.
So that's
no reason we shouldn't have diesels.
No, of course there isn't. No, not at all. Anyway, so the point is here that oil prices have leveled off. The price was $36.20. Now, do you remember a year ago when it was $130? So the price we were paying a year ago at the pump was about $4. Now it is half of that, except the cost of the fuel is a third of that. So where's that money going? Hello?
Hello?
Mobil Exxon.
Mobil Exxon.
Chevron.
Chevron.
Well, all the companies are getting into wind, solar, natural gas.
Yeah, right. Makes sense.
They're diversifying.
Yeah, they are.
They need to.
But they still grab as much as they can on the way down.
Sure, but I mean, it's a great thing. You know, if we can get away from the control that oil
usage,
has on us.
Listen to this, Rich. Usage around the globe has gone down 17% in the past year. That's pretty significant, given the impact of all of the solar and all the wind power and the alternative sources, plus making cars that are much more efficient. And the burners, I was talking about the oil burner or the gas burner that you have in your home. Buy a new one of those. They're very efficient. They use half of what they used to use. It's really, it's quite exciting, frankly, to see these sort of things happening. But it isn't because the companies, and this, by the way, it's their job. The people that run those companies, they're there to enhance the stock price for their stockholders. They're not there to make life better for you. You know, you get all these ads. Oh, you know, we're here. What was the company, the energy company that said, we make life better for you, or was it DuPont or any of these? They're not there for that. They're there to make money. Come on. And that's not bad. That's the American way. As long as you don't get it in the neck when you're getting abused now by the prices that you're being charged. And so you just look around. I can buy, there's plenty of mobile tank stations around. You can, I can go to the independent and pay $1.93, or I can go to mobile and pay $2.05. It's the same stuff. So there's a 12-cent markup right there. Every gallon, multiply that times the number of gallons they're selling at that station or at any of their stations. There's a lot of dough there. And so anyway, I think that's something for us to contend with. I want to have some fun with a couple of happy endings in a moment. In the meantime, Provia is at your service when it comes to your hair. Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you are losing your hair, or you think you're losing your hair, you ought to listen to the next 60 seconds here as I give you an idea, not only for your own hairline, but for the hairlines of those who may be follicularly challenged. I love saying that. Follicularly challenged. Provia. Easy to use. Natural serum. Clinical grade botanical extracts. Works against the main causes of hair loss. Hair thinning. Your pores are filled with gunk. You've used cheap shampoos. You've caused your own hairline to fall. And so now you got to fix the problem. You didn't know that. You thought all shampoos are the same. It's just the price. No, they're not. If it's creamy, you don't want it on your scalp because it'll plug up your pores. Clear, perfect. So now that you've learned that lesson, it's not too late. Call 800-525-8319 and get your hair back. It cleanses the pores, this Provia, and the hair follicles under your scalp start growing again. There's a volumizer in this serum that makes your hair that's still left on your head look thicker and richer. So you got all kinds of ways of winning. Use it as a stocking stuffer. The people who will get it, they won't take offense. They'll thank you, especially when they start using it and see the results. Order it now by dialing 800-525-8319. Get two bottles for the price of one. Regular Provia and super concentrated Provia. Free express shipping. We mentioned Doug Steffen. Get it in time for Christmas. Provia, get your hair back or you get your money back. 800-525-8319. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Everyone wants to give the perfect holiday gift. This holiday, you don't need to shop around. The perfect gifts are easy to find with one visit to your local, reputable jewelry store. Amanda Gizzi of Jewelers of America shares some of the top jewelry gift ideas from their holiday gift guide.
Jewelry makes the perfect gift for everyone on your shopping list. Sterling silver and gemstone earrings are great gifts for teachers and friends. Gold bracelets for mom will be a constant reminder that your love is eternal. Personalized cufflinks will keep your husband's and father's stylish. Don't forget, jewelry stores also have great gifts for the home as well. There's truly something for everyone.
Any good tips to remember?
Jewelry is called precious because it lasts a lifetime. It's not here today and outdated tomorrow. Jewelry gifts will be appreciated and cherished for years and years to come. And remember, to get that perfect gift, you don't have to know jewelry. You just have to know your jeweler.
For more information and to find a professional Jewelers of America member jeweler near you, log on to Jewelers of America website at www.jewelers.org. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 47 past the hour. Our poll yesterday, which recent Christmas movie do you try to watch every year? The winner there was Love Actually. Figured that would happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Close second was Christmas Story. Our poll today, what kind of Christmas cards are you sending? Funny?
Pretty ones.
Religious? Wintery? A photo card? Something else? I haven't decided yet. I'm not sending cards. That's me. I don't send out cards. Happy Merry. My present is to listen to my radio program on Christmas Day. Help yourself. Whoever else is here, I don't even know. Oh, Michael's here. Is he the only one I'm going to be with? Who else is going
to
be here?
Depending on what time I get to bed, I will be probably with you.
Speaking of Christmas and good things, here's the story of a company in Houston called Hilcorp, H-I-L-C-O-R-P. They have about 1,400 employees, and every single one of them were given a check yesterday for $100,000.
Wow.
As a bonus.
Wow.
1,400 employees. Got a bonus. I'm talking about the oil. This sort of ties into what I was saying. The amount of money that's being made by these oil companies. Some of them say, oh, because like Shell laid off 2,800.
What is Hilcorp?
Hilcorp is a company that is in the oil. It's a research, development, and finding oil. I don't know what do you call those? The drillers.
Company built on energy, the energy of our people and the energy we produce.
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. They were voted
largest privately held exploration and production companies.
Yeah, it's like Coke
in the United States.
Yeah. So they are working. This is natural gas. I have a friend who's in this business, does fabulously well. It's a great company, apparently. But imagine the significance of working for maybe $100,000 a year. That's a good salary. And then yesterday, you get your bonus check and you look at it, and it's for $100,000.
Here's the key.
Single one of them.
One of the largest privately held
exploration
production companies.
Here is Amanda Thompson, who's been the receptionist there for 10 years.
It's just a true gift, and I think myself, along with everyone, is not going to give any less of 100% each day. It was a surreal day. It was a dream come true. It was likely a day that many people won't experience in their lifetime, and we all did it together. It's an incredible thing to be able to take care of things when life happens. You're on your own, and I can do that comfortably.
Isn't that neat? She said it was like an Oprah day.
You get a check. You get a check. You get a check.
I'll take a check.
But think about it, in a sense. Like winning the lottery, I guess, in a sense. But everybody got the same check. That's a fabulous, and you were right, Richie, underscoring the fact that it's a privately held company. We all know
never be able to get that from a Wall Street company.
No, of course not.
Ever.
No. Because the money would need to go to the stockholders. Their job isn't to take care of the employees. Their job is to get as much money to the bottom line so it goes to the shareholders. And that's part of America. It's part of the system. It's okay. But this is better. And by the way, if you live in Alaska, you get a check for about 80 grand? Everybody who lives in Alaska gets a tax check from Alaska.
Yeah, they pay you to live
there. They pay you to live there.
It's cold, but it's a good deal.
Yeah, right. But that's a better deal. That's quite a deal. Isn't that sweet? Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
Thank you. is right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is not the boob show because this is not television. Television would be the boob tube. This is not. It's not boob radio. You got to go over and listen to. I'm all about Howard Stern. I have so much respect for him. The fact that he's pulled off another deal for $90 million.
A biggie.
God love him. All right, let's. Greg Stebbins is here, by the way. It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. He's making almost that much. I'm not sure. It was $84 million you made last year. Is that right? Or is it 83? Where's Greg? He's not talking. Is that because he can't talk?
Greg! Maybe he has so much money.
All right, we better pause for a moment while we get our technical house in order. After all, it is Tech Talk time.
That's right.
Good day, so we better be technically astute in connecting to Greg. That'll be a moment or two, and then you'll be smarter because you'll have listened to these words.
Card at Exxon and Mobil from starter name points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling out at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Music is a gift like no other, and right now at Guitar Center, it's your chance to get the best deal of the year. Let our team of expert musicians help you find the perfect instrument and save 20%. For a limited time, spend at least $99 and get 20% off a single item. Visit GuitarCenter.com to get your coupon. Save 20% and give them their favorite gift this year. Don't miss our best coupon offer ever, right now at Guitar Center. Exclusions and limitations apply. See GuitarCenter.com for details.
All right, so we did find Greg, and he has technologically advanced into our ears. 56 past the hour. Google is expressing grave disappointment because the state of California is erecting hurdles to their plan to market self-driving cars. They don't want to put steering wheels in them. They don't want pedals in them. They just want people to sit in a box. And I wonder whether that has come about because of Ford testing testing their self-driving car, the Fusion Hybrid, around their research center in Palo Alto. There are a lot of new employees there. This looks like something to invest in. Yes or no, Greg? Invest your time, interest. We're going to have self-driving cars no matter what, right?
I believe we're going to have self-driving cars no matter what. I think the question is when. Now, a year ago at the LA Auto Show, I talked to a lot of auto experts who said, oh, it's 10 years away. I'm looking forward to talking to those guys again. Because I think the marker has moved up. I think we'll see them on the roads with some frequency 5 years or less from now. I mean, the truth is, there are companies now that have cars that can essentially drive you today. It's moved from being largely a technology issue to being largely a social and legal issue.
So, when Google wants to have the cars as boxes on wheels, what is the advantage of having steering wheels or pedals? That is, if the car breaks down or all of this stuff, technology doesn't work, which happens frequently. It would seem to me to make sense. Not often do you hear me say some in the state of California makes sense or some in the state wants to do, but having some kind of controls in the cars would seem to make sense to me.
Well, let me play devil's advocate here. So let's say you have a self-driving car, mm-hmm. and once in a while you have to grab the wheel,
yeah.
or you have to put your foot on the brake.
Mm-hmm.
How prepared are you going to be to do that if 99% of the time you're not driving the car? You're
going
to be out of
the back seat.
Well, but I mean, even if you have to be in the driver's seat, you're not going to be in practice.
Mm.
You're not going to be mentally prepared.
Mm.
It almost creates a situation where you're the worst possible person to take control of the car simply because you don't drive a car anymore.
I think this better be thought out better than it has been so far on all sides, it seems to me. Looks like Netflix has thought something out. They have created socks that will help you turn your television on and off. Wow.
Well, it will be a self-driving television.
Self-driving TV. There you go.
So the socks will detect that you're getting drowsy, and at the moment you fall asleep, they will automatically... You put the socks on your feet, by the way.
Really?
I want to clarify that in case there was any confusion.
Uh-huh.
They will detect that you are drowsy and falling asleep, and at the moment that you do, they will pause the movie or the show you're watching so that when you're awake and more prepared and responsible...
How do the socks know that you're falling asleep? Is there some algorithm in your body?
Well, sure. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in your body when you go from an alert state to a sleeping state. We're seeing that technology in watches and lots of...
We have that for radio, too, so that when people fall asleep listening to this program, it goes on pause until they wake up. Maybe we've got to do that for the host of the program. 59 past the hour. Greg Stebbin here on Technology on Good Day.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.